The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And there was a particular topic that I want to talk about today on this special weekend edition, I guess you could say, because we typically don't broadcast on the weekends, but I guess I'm feeling a lot better. And I feel like that we got behind on a lot of our podcasts because of the recovering from the virus and whatnot. So I had a little bit of free time and I wanted to put together a segment that I want to talk about that I think is very interesting. So let's get after this thing. I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. If you're new to the broadcast, if this is your first time joining us, again, in the comments section below, whatever platform you're listening or watching from, please let us know where you guys are joining us from and that you are new or this is your first time joining us. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines. And today, here's a topic we're talking about. Are we being conditioned for days of darkness? I know this is going to be a very intriguing segment. Are we being conditioned for days of darkness? And you say, what in the world are you talking about today on this Saturday segment? So let's get after it. Let me pull up some of these visuals here so you can follow along with me and we'll show you what we're talking about today. Here's the first headline. It's coming up, and this is not just one headline. I pulled this one from the New York Post. But I've noticed over the last, and you can see the date of this article, September 22nd. And of course, today is the 13th of November. So for the last 3 months now, this particular scenario, this talking point, this hot topic has been circulating on social media, on news outlets, on YouTube videos and blogs and platforms. And it's going to fall into exactly what we're talking about today. And that is almost as if, when I read you these headlines, it's almost as if society is being conditioned for darkness, days of darkness coming. So here's the first headline. Solar superstorm could prompt internet apocalypse and global outages. This report, again, comes from the New York Post. Let me read this. The University of California Irvine assistant professor presented new research in the month of September during the Association for Computing Machinery's annual conference for their special interest group on data communication. In this publication, in the report, this assistant professor there warned that an unmitigated solar superstorm, and by the way, in case you've not noticed this, because if you keep up with our ministry, you will notice this and you will see these headlines because we share a lot of this on End Time Headlines on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. But we have had solar flares, CMEs, and solar storms and solar flares and what we call coronal mass ejections. In the month of October alone, we had at least two of them. One of them allegedly hit the earth on Halloween. Then we had another one that came after that that also allegedly caused some auroras, electronic disruptions, satellite disruptions, communication disruptions, shortwave radio disruptions. So again, we keep getting these reports of these CMEs and these solar flares and these solar storms. Well, now, and it's, again, I find that's interesting because, again, this came a month after, follow with me, guys, a month after these findings in this report. Again, this one from the New York Post, this is the source in which I'm reading this, but according to the findings and the report from this researcher, He said that an unmitigated solar superstorm could potentially cause, listen to this, large-scale internet outages covering the entire globe and lasting several months. Pointing to inadequacies in submarine cables, a major component of internet infrastructure, most of the time, quote, we're protected from the sun's constant littering of radiation called solar wind, thanks to the ionosphere, otherwise known as Earth's magnetic shield. With nowhere to go, those magnetic particles are pulled to the north and south poles, producing awesome, inspiring auroras before dissipating. But sometimes, according to the report, solar flares kick up what's called a CME. That's what I talked about a while ago, coronal mass ejection, or a solar storm strong enough to penetrate our shield and wreak havoc on just about anything powered with electromagnetism, which just about runs the world. According to the report, it has been estimated that potential damage caused by a disastrous CME in 2012, which only narrowly missed the Earth, would have cost the U.S. alone an estimation of $2.6 trillion. According to the researcher, quote, our internet infrastructure is not prepared. Now, again, listen to the conditioning of all this. Our internet infrastructure is not prepared for a large-scale solar event. He went on to say that the consequences would be widespread blackouts. I want you to say blackouts, because we're going to talk about this. Mass traffic jams and a breakdown in the global supply chain, just to name a few of the consequences. Now, again, this is interesting. And he notes that this has happened before in 1921, when a solar storm sparked fires and electrical equipment across the world, from train station control rooms to telegraph dispatch centers. Again, in 1989, a solar storm of moderate severity knocked the power out in Northeast Canada for at least 9 hours, still before the rise of internet. This was all before the internet-based infrastructure. Again, this is coming from the New York Post. Now, I want to pull up. Now, again, before I pull this up, let me emphasize the headline of this again. Are we being conditioned in the days ahead of days, plural tense, of darkness? Keep all this in mind. I just showed you one aspect of this. Let me show you something else here. All right. These are two major headlines that have come out recently. I'm going to read these to you. I'm going to give you a little bit of an excerpt on these. All right. Here it is. Here's the two headlines. Ready? One of these is from the top one is from the Washington Post. The one on the bottom is from Bloomberg. Look at these headlines. Quote, an energy crisis is gripping the world with potentially grave consequences. What does that mean? We'll talk about that in a second. Here's the second one. Global energy crisis, one and the same here, threatens to hit the U.S. grids this winter. So what is the threat to? The grid, the power grids in the United States. All right, so let's go back. Let me give you this piece from the Washington Post. Let me give you a little bit of an excerpt of this. Energy is so hard to come by right now, allegedly, that some provinces in China are even rationing electricity. Europeans are paying sky-high prices for liquefied natural gas, and power plants in India are on the verge of running out of coal, and the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline in the U.S. Now, again, this was in October of 9th. So this is over a month ago. So all this has already changed, even from the time of me reading this. And by the way, they're already warning us to expect heating bills to go up $500. The price of gasoline has gone up even higher than the date of this article on October 9th. But again, as the global economy recovers and global leaders prepare to gather for a landmark conference on climate change, which they already did that, the sudden energy crunch hitting the world is threatening already stressed supply chains, stirring geopolitical tensions and raising questions about whether the world is ready for the green energy revolution when it's already having trouble powering itself right now. Now, this article goes on and it emphasizes that there is already factors that are taking place, including unusually cold winters in Europe that are draining reserves, series of hurricanes that have forced shutdowns of the Gulf oil refineries, relations between China and Australia dwindling, the ending of importation of coal from Australia, and it goes on and on and on. And now it talks about, quote, governments are scrambling to get subsidiaries in place to avoid a tremendous political backlash. There's a pervasive anxiety about what may or may not happen this winter. Let me say that again. There's a pervasive anxiety about what may or may not happen this winter because of something we have no control over, which is the weather. So again, it's almost as if they're conditioning us. They are preparing us for something this winter. I'll remind you, I want to go back to what Joe Biden said. Not once, not twice, but several times he emphasized to prepare for, and again, I quote, a dark winter. Now, we thought it was last winter. He didn't say which winter. He said a dark winter. And I've not forgotten that. And I know many of you guys have not forgotten that. And that's something you keep in the back of your head. Now I want to shift gears. Why are we talking about this? Why do we emphasize all this? A dark winter, power outages, electrical grid issues, blackouts, solar storm. Again, these are the sources of this that they're painting the narrative. Solar storms, CMEs, solar flares, energy crisis. Oh, and listen, let's not overlook cyber warfare, ransomware. Remember, they've been warning that it's not a matter of if, but when cyber warfare, ransomware doesn't just attack the food industry or doesn't just attack some hospitals here or some banking companies here and there, but they said it's only in the matter of a matter of when and not if this comes against our power grid. All right. Now, I want to pull up a verse of scripture here. And you're going to see why I'm going to talk about this and why I pulled this up when we get into the latter part of this segment. Here's what the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Because again, we could easily in the flesh begin to start pointing our fingers and directing our animosity and our frustrations at the globalist, the powers that be, the government, the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergs, the Rockefellers, the, you know, whatever titles and names and entities that we want to point to. But here's the bottom line. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul revealed to us and to the church of Ephesus that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It is not flesh and blood that is pulling the strings on this. Keep this in mind when we get, as we move along in this segment. It is not flesh and blood that is the engineer of this train. But It's principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. And this is why he said to take up the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. So let me say this one more time. When we see what's going on, is there plots being made? Yes. Is there plans being perpetrated? Yes. Is there a method to the madness behind the scenes? Absolutely. It's not conspiracy theories. There is a plan and plot that's being orchestrated by entities and powers that are being controlled by, watch this, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So who's behind this? Lucifer, Satan, the ruler of darkness, the prince of the power of the air. He's the one pulling the strings, him and his, all of his demonic forces of hell. Now, I thought of this. This is the reason why I really thought of this. One of the main reasons is this point right here that I want to talk about. To me, this was a very intriguing. Born in 1769, was an Italian Roman Catholic by the name of Anna Maria Teji. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. That's who you see right here on the bottom of the screen. Again, she was born in 1769, professed Italian Roman Catholic. And he said, why are we talking about her? This woman, according to some research that I did, she alleged that she credited God. Now, I don't want to get into all the, again, I understand that she was a devout Roman Catholic and that she was not a Pentecostal or charismatic or a quote unquote Christian, but she was a Roman Catholic. I understand all that. Again, this is just for sake of interest, something interesting to think about. And I'll explain why a little bit more in a second, but nevertheless, according to what I researched, this woman who again, was a devout Roman Catholic born in 1769, she described herself as very strong in morals. She was a wife and a mother and was very devoted to her faith. But she was said to have a gift of prophecy. Now, again, I will let you judge this. Again, this is just for sake of conversation of interest, and I'm going to read this to you, and it goes along with what we're talking about here. I'm going to read to you her alleged prophecy, and this is what she said, quote, let me read this, quote, God will send two punishments in the end times. One will be in the form of wars, revolutions, and other evils. It shall originate on earth. Now listen to this. The other shall be sent from heaven. Now here's where it got interesting. There shall come over the entire earth an intense darkness lasting 3 days and three nights. Now, if you're like me, you see forums, blogs, YouTube videos, messages, emails, private messages. I get all this stuff. And for years, people would send me this stuff. Have you heard about the 3 days and three nights of darkness? Well, of course, my mind goes back to the book of Exodus, and I'll read that scripture in just a second. So that's my point of reference. But I did not know this until I started researching this, that a lot of this comes from this. So if you, this is why we're talking about this. So if you want to know where the origin of this alleged prophecy of 3 days and three nights of darkness, this is where it comes from. According to this tradition, she said that, though, again, she claims that God gave her this prophecy, that in the last days or the time of the end, there would be an intense darkness that would last 3 days and three nights. Nothing will be able to be seen, and the air will be laden with pestilence. Interesting. Which will claim mainly, but not all, the enemies. Now, and again, she put this down, the enemies of the Catholic religion. That's where it gets sketchy here. It will be impossible to use any man-made light during this darkness except for blessed candles. He who out of curiosity opens his window to look out, or who leaves his home, will fall dead on the spot. During these 3 days, people should remain in their homes. She goes on and she talks about Catholic practices that should be done. All the enemies of the church, whether known or unknown, will perish over the whole earth during the universal darkness, with the exception of a few whom God will soon convert. The air shall be infected by demons who will appear under all spirits of hideous forms. Now, hold on, stop for a second before you blast me and say, why would you even read such nonsense? I want to point out something to you. Remember, even Nostradamus, who I deem to be a false prophet, you got to remember, even the enemy can see partially into the future. Let me say that again. The enemy has some partial knowledge of the future. He is not omnipotent like God. He is not omnipresent. He is not all-knowing as God. But let me emphasize to you, he knows prophecy. The devil knows aspects of the end times and the future. You want me to prove it to you? The book of Revelation tells us that knowing the time is short, the devil will come down with great wrath, and he will pour out his wrath upon the saints, knowing that he has a short time. Again, guys, the end has already been foretold. The end has already been written. So Satan, he has the capability of hearing and seeing, and he sees in part, and he knows in part. Guys, he already knows that he will empower the Antichrist that is to come. He knows that he will have direct involvement in the false prophet. He knows that he will have direct involvement in orchestrating and putting together the system of the beast of buying, selling, and trading that will involve putting a mark, a number, or name of this system in your right hand or your forehead. How does he know this? Because it's already been written. It's already been prophesied. It's been written by John the Revelator, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, Satan has a way of speaking, through vessels that are yielded to him. Now, are you saying that this woman was demonic? I'm not saying she was demonic, but I'm also not telling you that she was a born-again, spirit-filled believer either, because she was a part of a false religion. She was part of a false system. And listen to me, the nature of this prophecy, don't miss it, is in direct attack against those who oppose Catholicism. Well, guys, that's witchcraft. For me to wish harm upon anyone who opposes Christianity, that is not God. You listen, we don't go around wishing harm upon our enemies and upon those who oppose the gospel. In fact, the Bible says that loving kindness leads us unto repentance. Remember when James and John was walking with Jesus in the Gospels? It tells you the account that the sons of Zebedee were walking with Jesus, and there were some people over to the side that were attacking Jesus. They were attacking the gospel. They were attacking the message of the kingdom. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, looked at Jesus and said, "Lord, why don't we call fire down out of heaven and destroy them?" And Jesus looked at them, rebuked them, and said, You do not know what spirit you are speaking from, for the Son of Man came not to destroy lives, but to save men's lives." So on that basis alone, I have a real problem with this alleged prophecy. But here's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to get caught up in the validity of this woman's prophecy, but the whole reason why I emphasize this woman's prophecy is the context of which she's speaking of, whether the origin of it is of God, which I don't believe it is, or if it's demonic, and that is the fact that she is speaking out of her mouth the emphasis of 3 days and three nights of darkness coming upon the earth. Watch this. So could this 3 days and three nights of darkness come upon the earth? Absolutely. And here's why I believe it could absolutely happen. Let me go back to scripture. Let me get a drink of water, guys, while I'm pulling the scripture up. Come on, I know this is different, and it's probably a little weird for some of you guys, but some of you guys will enjoy this. But I'm telling you, this is stuff that goes through my mind. This is stuff that we got to pray about, because I believe the enemy is showing his hand. I believe the enemy shows his hand all the time. And those who are spiritually discerning and has their senses discerned can distinguish between good and evil and right and wrong and what's heavenly and what is not. That's why we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We have to be born again so that the blinders can be lifted off, because the enemy always shows his hand. He always shows his hand before he does things. Anyone with filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with the Word of God would have complete discernment to know that this concert that just took place in Houston that resulted in lives being taken, when people ask, "Is it demonic? Are you kidding me? What about it's not demonic?" And I don't want to spend 15 minutes on going through why it was an absolute. It was a demonic sacrifice. Satan was all over that thing. He branded that thing from the beginning, and it's a no-brainer to anybody who has discernment. Let me read the scripture, Exodus 10, 21 through 23. Watch this. We're going to go all the way back to the time of Egypt when the plagues were being poured out upon the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt." This is what the Bible calls gross darkness. So there would be a darkness that would cover the land of Egypt that would be so thick that you could even cut it with a knife. It would be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for how long? 3 days and three nights. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But listen to this, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Now, that leaves me, let me recap this, and then I'm going to give you the good news. Ready? Recap. I believe, for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, I believe that the enemy is showing his hand right now. I believe the enemy is revealing his hand. I believe he is trying to perpetrate and orchestrate an event that could, listen to me, could result in darkness covering the earth. Not just Europe, not just Asia, not just America, but I'm talking about global event. What events? Again, the fingers will point to, it was a solar storm. It was a CME. It was a solar flare. It was the energy crisis. It was ransomware. It was a cyber attack. The fingers will be pointing to the circumstances in which caused it, and the fingers will be pointing to the entities or the powers that be who perpetrated it. But again, but reality is, we were, again, it's not flesh and blood, but it's the enemy behind the scenes. No pun intended, behind the veil, working in darkness with his principalities, his powers, his rulers of the darkness of this age, and spiritual hosts of wicked in heavenly places. They're the ones pulling the strings. They're the ones perpetrating this. They're the ones that will carry this out if this carries out. So again, I'm trying to tell you guys that we need to be prepared in the natural and in the spiritual. In the natural, if possible, you need to have a generator, electric, solar, gas, whatever. Get you a generator. Get some flashlights. Get some candles. Get some extra batteries. Get some extra food on hand. Get some extra supplies on hand. That's in the natural. Get some extra cash on hand. Why? Because again, infrastructure goes down. Power grids go down. That means banks are going to go down. That means ATMs are going to go down. You're not going to be able to make withdrawals. You're not going to be able to go make purchases. You're not going to be able to buy and sell and trade. You're not going to be able to do these things if we're in total darkness and total array and distress with perplexity. But in the spiritual, listen, this is not to propagate fear. This is not fear mongering. Let me show you why I, as a brother in Christ, and you as a brother and sister in Christ, should not fear this. And we should not be biting our nails and hiding in the closet somewhere and cowering down in fear. And what are we going to do and be filled with anxiety and sleepless nights? Let me show you why I am not afraid. Ready? Let's go back to the past. Darkness covered the land. Watch this. God's people were still present during this. But look at this. While in Egypt, darkness was gripping the land, producing fear, sorrow, anxiety, worry, shutting everything down. 3 days and three nights of gross darkness covering Egypt. Look at this. Look at verse 23 of Exodus 10. 21-23. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Oh, come on, somebody. Now I want to show you a verse. Here's another. This is why I believe there's these little hints at this, that why I think the enemy shows his hand, and I think the prophet saw things here. Look what Isaiah said in Isaiah 60, verse 2. Isaiah 60, verse 2, the prophet said, "For behold, the darkness." That's interesting to me. It didn't say darkness. It says the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. So, it's almost that it implies here that there will be a physical darkness, but there's going to be a spiritual darkness that's going to cover the people as well. And guys, we're there. There is so much depression and oppression and spiritual darkness that's covering the earth. Look at this. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Oh, come on. But here's where I get excited. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, friends, listen. It can get dark. Oh, we serve the same God that was with the Israelites in Goshen, the same God that was with them then, the same God that was with Moses and Aaron, the same God that was there in the midst of the calamity, in the midst of the judgment, in the midst of the disaster that was taking place all the way in the time of Exodus. It looked like it was hopeless. It looked like there was gross darkness that was covering the land, but God said, I am in the business of making a distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous, between those who know me and those who don't know me, those who have a covenant with me and those who don't have a covenant with me. And the prophet Isaiah said that the day would come that the darkness would cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people, but the glory of the Lord shall rise upon thee. He's not just talking about anybody, friends. The glory of the Lord, who's the glory of the Lord going to rise upon? It's going to rise upon, come on, the sons of God. Come on, Romans 8 talks about this. When the creation is yearning and it's travailing, the Bible says that all creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Come on, I'm telling you, we have the glory of the Lord upon us. We don't have to be in dismay. We don't have to be in fear. We don't have to be in worry. We don't have to be in anxiety, because here's what I believe. The same God that was with us all the way with our brothers and sisters 2,000, 3,000, so many thousands of years ago, all the way in the time of Egypt and time of the Exodus out of Egypt into the promised land. If God was with them, how much more is he with us under the new covenant of Jesus Christ, who said, lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. That means he's going to be with us through no matter what. He's going to be with us through COVID. He's going to be with us through the pestilence. He's going to be with us through the plague. He's going to be with us through a CME, through a solar flare, through a solar storm, a power grid outage, come on, blackouts, 3 days and three nights of darkness, or whatever hell may bring against us. This I know, that if he be for me, who is he who can be against me? Come on, somebody. Do you believe that today? So I want you to be informed today, but I want you to leave encouraged today. We have a redemptive hope today. Yes, I know it's getting dark out there. Yes, I know that it's getting bad out there, but come on, let the glory of the Lord arise upon us. Come on, let it rise up in us. Let our light so shine among men that they may see our works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Let me leave you with this tidbit of information. Did you know that, listen, it's hard to be a light when you're already in the light, but it is easier to become a brighter light when you're exposed to an environment that is much darker than the light that you possess. What I'm trying to say, friends, is the darker it gets out there, the more bright it is on the inside of us, and we let that light, come on, we will stand out in the room, we will stand out in our environment, we will stand out among those in which God has placed us to be among, because we are the shining lights in the hour and the day in which he has for us. Now, guys, listen, before we sign out today, again, there's a distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous. Those who the light was shining on in that day of Exodus were only those who had a covenant with God. If you don't have a covenant with Jesus Christ today through accepting him by faith, through grace, accepting him for what he did for you, the ultimate sacrifice that he paid for you. He went to the cross, died, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and is today seated at the right hand of the Father so that he can make intercession for you and I. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, then friends, you are on the side of darkness. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the wicked are groping in the darkness and they know not where they go. But the Bible says, but the way of the just is like a shining light that gets brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. My friend, it would be a tragedy if I did not give you the opportunity to get on the right side of the tracks, to be in the light and to get out of darkness. Come on. The Bible says he has brought us out of darkness unto his marvelous light. So we want to give you that opportunity today. If you're watching this today, if you're listening today and you don't have a relationship with him, you have never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to ask you today to repent where you're at, to confess your sins where you're at. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart through the Holy Spirit to wash you of your sins and to write your name in the Lamb's book of life. And if you will do that, if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then my friends, the Bible says that you shall be born again and your name will be put in the Lamb's book of life. That is more important than anything that we could have just talked about today. Here's why. Because that means from this point forward, now, no matter what you go through in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That's what our Messiah said. So we want to give you that opportunity today. I hope you made that decision today. Again, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Please don't forget to download our app. Don't forget, you can get it on Apple. You can get it on Android. It is free. If you're listening to this, again, Apple, Android, depending on which platform you're coming on, which device you got, just type in End Time Headlines, download it. You're going to get our free podcast where you can listen, you can watch. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to get that into your inbox. You can get that. Please don't forget to do that today. And guys, as always, we want to give you an opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, equipping, edification on a weekly basis, we want to give you the opportunity to pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, thank you so much. I know it's a little bit different on a Saturday. And listen, again, guys, I cannot express in words my gratitude of thanksgiving for your continual prayers and your support of myself, my ministry, my family. Real 15-second update. As you can tell, I'm doing much better as we are recovering from COVID. I feel like I'm back in the saddle. I'm back on track. I've had some intense, I had a really good time yesterday in the presence of the Lord through worship and just in prayer. So I thank God for that. Continue to pray for my wife, if you would. She is still in the recovery process. She got hit with it real hard in the GI and her GI tract. It's completely wreaked havoc. She's lost like almost 20 pounds, and it's been rough for her, but she's slowly coming back, getting her appetite back and coming back on track. So continue to pray for her. Again, our boys went through this and got through it pretty strong, and I thank God for that. So we're coming back slowly, but we're getting there. And we thank you so much for you guys. And listen, God is a God of answered prayer. He's heard your prayers, the prayers of the saints coming together, Matthew 18, 19. If any two shall agree in touching any one thing, you guys, the prayers have been heard. They've been felt. And we thank you so much for you guys doing that. And you know who you are that prayed and supported our supported us through this. So as, again, we just wanted to say that we love you. We thank you so much. And we appreciate that. So we're going to sign off, guys, for today. I know for a fact we will not be back on here tomorrow because I have my local church that I've been out for 2 weeks. I'm ready to get back there. So we're going to be spending time with our church family here locally tomorrow, but we plan on being back here on Monday. We've got some segments lined up. I want to talk about a prophecy that's being fulfilled that's exciting out of the book of Ezekiel. We're going to talk about that next week, and we'll talk about some other stuff. So again, don't forget to hit that. Don't forget to hit the bell on YouTube. Hit yes to subscribing on YouTube and also on Rumble and whatever platform you'll be watching, so you can be notified of more podcasts and videos in the future. So God bless you guys. We will see you guys on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.